Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Welcome to another episode of Courtside Fracas. It's me, your boy Reams. I'm on hosting duty today because our resident Rasta man couldn't make it today. He had like Pilates or something, I don't know. So I've taken over hosting duties for today. So as Kay would say, it would be remiss for me to do this without just plugging the socials on Twitter at Courtside Fracas, on Instagram on Courtside Fracas, on TikTok at Courtside_Fracas, you know. Putting out lots of content on the social medias now. We want everyone to go and support and just, you know, just keep pushing what we're doing forward. Here with my esteemed co-host, Shaq. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good, man. You know, basketball yesterday hurt my feelings. Mm-hmm. But I'm good. In sport right now, I'm a very happy guy. Can't complain.
And of course, shout out to our lovely executive producer, Jordan. She'd have a mic today.
Shout it.
But she's behind the scenes making everything click. So
yes, sir.
So what are we getting in today?
So it's been a minute since we actually spoke on the pod about anything really. Let's talk about LeBron.
Cool.
LeBron cracks 40k. But then the question is it crazy that the NBA doesn't stop a game to congratulate him at the very least, or do like a dedication video?
Well, At first, when I thought about it, I thought, well, they already did it for him when he broke the record, did they not?
Yes.
So I guess they thought, he's not broken a record, he's just set a new standard, if so. But like then, obviously, I was watching First Things First, and then Nick Wright made an interesting point about when Michael Jordan hit 30K, they stopped the game and gave him an actual, like, trophy.
Yeah.
Which was nuts, because he wasn't the first person to hit 30K. There's already been, I think, Will, Kareem, and Karl Malone was already there at that point. And obviously when Steph Curry broke the 3-point record, they literally had like a ceremony.
Bro, the stadium was sold out.
Spike Lee was on his hands and knees taking photos. Yeah, I don't know. I think obviously Bron, it's a weird one with Bron. I don't know, like, because Bron is quite obviously, he's been the face of the league for like ever now. But
18 years maybe.
But at the same time, it kind of feels like, I don't know where I'm trying to go with this. It's like, he's the face of the league, but kind of feels like he still gets undervalued, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, it was a great accomplishment, 40K. I don't think anyone else is going to do it. So for setting a standard that maybe no one else in history of the sport is going to reach, he might have could have got some commemoration, but I'm pretty sure he lost the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when he broke the record, he lost the game as well. So maybe all of his big moments keep coming in L. So
the team's trash. Well, they're doing all right now. Like D'Lo's doing his thing, but I can't expect you to win the game.
It's a playing team at the end of the day. Yeah,
that's it. So
end of the day, I don't think it's that big of a. I don't think it's that big of a deal, to be honest.
I think
when LeBron James retires, he'll get the maddest farewell tour we've ever seen in sport. So
you see, the question is, yes, he will, but will he? I think there's always going to be a part where people don't want to celebrate him too much because, and it's a reality thing, right? That if you celebrate LeBron too much, they feel like you're undermining Jordan.
True. But I feel like, do you know the thing, the issue LeBron's actually such a weird case because there's Jordan stands that's obviously going to undermine everything LeBron's accomplished, but you have to, there's also Kobe stands.
Yep.
As well, that he's finding it. And there's Steph stands, you know what I mean?
I don't think the Steph stands are that valid. Outside of LeBron,
Steph is the most popular basketball player, so.
Yeah.
He has a sizable.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, in terms of, like, the weight that the world holds when it comes to, like, them stands talking, I don't think it's, like, Steph's stands are holding weight in this conversation, you know what I'm saying?
You can say the same about Kobe stands, but at the end of the day, like, not to be morbid, like, but. It's like, you know when someone dies and they get their flowers? That's what it's going to be. That's what it's like when like a player retires, you know what I mean? Who's the example I'm thinking of? Even someone like, what's a good example? Even someone like Paul Pierce.
Yeah.
Like, I know he didn't get his farewell to that
boy. They don't love you like your Kobe.
He still got a little bit of flowers and people like show some love, like, you know what I mean? So yeah, I think all of that is coming from LeBron. But I think just during his career, I think he was just fighting against too many, for someone as universally dominant as he is, he's fighting against too many naysayers. Like in football, it's Messi and Ronaldo, but it's literally just Messi stands versus Ronaldo stands. It's not like Neymar stands could come in and get involved.
It's like, oh, hey, but have you heard about Ronaldinho? Like,
yeah, like,
bro. Yeah, no, I get it.
Ronaldinho stands just stick to repping Ronaldinho. They don't try fight him against, yeah.
Like for me with LeBron, and this is coming from a LeBron stan, like I am a LeBron stan, I'm not going to lie to you. But it's the second you mention his name, they feel like you have to mention the others. And then the only thing that they have that can argue the case realistically is highlight clips and mentality, and then chips.
Yeah, I guess to further my point as well, the most interesting thing about, I guess, what LeBron's had to go through, we've never seen, like when he come into the league, we've never seen a guy come into the league with this much hype.
Yeah.
But he, like, when MJ was coming up, like, he didn't have as much hype as LeBron. He came into the league a lot older. He spent 3 years in college.
Came in the league at what, 22?
22. And he didn't have an MJ to be compared to.
There was great plays in the league, which was Bird and Magic.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like, you're going to come in and be the GOAT. Like,
listen, after MJ's first ring, they was calling him the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
There wasn't no one to say, but he wasn't. There wasn't. He isn't better than
Clyde Drexler. Like, well, Drexler was before that, but like Bill Russell.
Dr. J won 6 rings, like, so blah, blah, blah. But like, he didn't have to fight against none of that. Like, people was just like, yeah, like, this is the best we've ever seen. And that's how I feel about LeBron. Like, I've never seen anyone better at basketball than him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, accomplishments aside,
I think
before MJ even had the accomplishments that make up the bulk of his GOAT case, they was already calling him the GOAT.
And then a big thing for me is like when you appreciate things as a basketball player all round. So, for example, when you've seen like there's a bit dip in this whole thing of like college kids saying like Paul Pierce is my idol. Not Paul Pierce, sorry. Oh, Paul George is my idol. I like that because they look at a person with an all-round game. And I'm not saying like MJ's not all-round, but he's very multi-dimensional. But when it comes to all-round, LeBron should have had a defensive player of the year. So there's an era where you can say LeBron definitely could play defense and he's defended all 5 positions before.
Yeah, like
shooting, like he's a better 3-point shooter now, I'd say, than he was when he was younger. But then athleticism, I don't think you've seen anyone like it. Even down to the age of like 39 or whatever. Then it goes on to the part of assists. When it comes to playmaking, knowing the game, understanding your opponent, when you hear all these things of like DeMar DeRozan saying to him like, oh, he's about to run this play. This is what they like to play in the third quarter at 4 minutes in. DeMar's looking at him saying,
IQ.
That's crazy. Yeah. Like he watches tape. And I've never seen a person as great as LeBron or the Jordans and stuff like that, that love a game that they play as much as LeBron James. He's going to college games. He's going to high school games. He's
watching it on ESPN.
Yeah, he's seeing college kids and saying like, oh, what's up, GG? And he's like, how the hell do you know him? He's like, oh no, I know your game. I remember your game that you dropped. And cool, an eidetic memory might be a big part to it. But it's just when you see someone that is such a fan of the sport and love the sport that much, and then also be great at it, where it's not just the 40K points. Let's not forget he's got 10,000 plus of rebounds, 10,000 plus assists.
Yeah, so he's number one in scoring, and he's probably going to be top 3. I don't know if he's going to catch Jason Kidd, but
I think he'll be top 4 in assists.
He'll be third, I reckon, when it's all said and done.
He's 1,300 to catch Jason Kidd? Something like that?
I'm not sure. I'd have to look it up, but he's pretty sure.
He's just behind Chris Paul.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure he's going to be top 10 in rebounding as well.
Potentially.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
But when you bring stuff like this up, they say, oh, it's like longevity awards and is it longevity, blah, 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 blah.
So this is my one thing to the greatness debate, right? For the GOAT debate. For me, greatness isn't something that's over a short span of time. When I look at the greatest players of any sport, right? For me, one of the tennis GOATs is Roger Federer. That's my GOAT for tennis, right? You can say Rafael Nadal as well if you want to. And then another GOAT is Serena Williams. An example of Serena Williams as to why she's the GOAT is because she played professional tennis for 27 years. And for 24 of them, she was ranked as a top five player in the world. Not female, a top five player in the world for 25 of those years. When I look at Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce in athletics, how long has she been great for?
Won an Olympic gold medal in 2008.
Like, so that's like, greatness is a longevity. Tom Brady isn't just great because of his prime. His prime was so long that he was doing it in the Buccaneers. Like,
yeah, players like Brady and like LeBron, like they have like three separate Hall of Fame careers. Like,
so when I talk about greatness, because again, like, let's say we use football as a reference as well, right? The peak of Ronaldinho might be amazing. But how long was it for?
This is my thing, yeah. Like with me, when I'm personally ranking players, I like to rank players on how good they were at their best.
Okay.
If it's two players that were like a comparable level at their best, you then look at how long was they able to maintain this level.
Mm-hmm.
So say it's like Thierry Henry versus Benzema, right?
Okay.
Most people would have said Thierry Henry's best seasons are way better than Benzema's.
Cool.
The Benzema had that 2022 season where you can say that's probably a better season than any season Henry's ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you look at longevity, accomplishments, Benzema smokes him. So with me, that's what I would factor in. I'd say I'd have Benzema over Henry all time.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's say what would be a good example in basketball?
Tracy McGrady versus Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, so that's a good one. That's a good one, actually. Carmelo had a better career than Tracy McGrady, but Tracy McGrady's best seasons are probably better than Carmelo's.
He was a greater player.
Carmelo,
that's it.
You know what I mean? So,
like, I think that's the big thing with like the greatness debates that we do. Like, when I say like who's the greatest Laker of all time, personally, I don't think it's Kobe. Right, in terms of who was the best player at the Lakers, but the greatest player in the Lakers, Kobe Bryant's name really and truly kind of carried the brand. Magic Johnson, realistically, for me, is like numero uno.
Magic has to be
like
there as well.
Magic's numero uno, but like
I feel like Magic Johnson is synonymous with the LA Lakers just because of like what, like, because you have to think at the time where the Lakers was at the time,
yeah.
You had Kareem, who was the best player of all time, most people would say at that point, they weren't winning titles. They were mid-pack. Kareem was winning MVPs, but they weren't doing in the playoffs. Jerry Buss has come and taken over the... Drafted Magic. Was adamant he wanted to draft Magic. And boom. Five chips.
Yep.
So...
Showtime.
I feel like... I never think, but the Lakers' history before that, outside of the years when it was in Minneapolis, it was just them losing to the Celtics.
Yeah.
Let's think. Let's be realistic.
It's facts. That's where they got all them chips from.
After Magic, the Lakers have been way more successful than the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Magic has to be synonymous with the Lakers.
And then I think the best player, you could say, after Magic is Shaq.
Yes. Yes.
But the greatest player for the Lakers is going to be Kobe Bryant after Magic Johnson.
Because he was there for longer.
A longer time, and he was still great at what he was doing as well. But the greatness just continued to play. Shaq left. He had a little bit of a downturn. Cool. And there's nothing wrong with that. Kobe Bryant might be a greater Laker, but in terms of the best Laker, simple as, like, I mean, Shaq was winning all the finals MVPs whilst they were playing together. Like, it's kind of an obvious thing. And that's where things will change around.
Shaq is one of those guys where the longevity debate kind of...
kills him.
He kills. And I think he speaks on this himself. He's like, if he looked after himself a little bit better, he probably could have... two more chips or whatever. I know,
it would have been scary.
I know, he would have been probably consensus top three all time.
Ooh. Yeah. He could. He really could. I didn't think about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's facts.
Yeah, we have to think, like, Shaq was a phenomenon. Like, think, like, he was like, when they did the NBA 50 thing, I think that was what, like 96?
Yeah.
He was in the league for 4 years. Think about that.
Was it 92? Yeah.
So when they did the 75, like the other day, it would have been like Luka making it.
Yeah. I mean, he can. I ain't lie to you. Like, he couldn't even wait till it. Yeah, everyone was looking sideways.
Even when Shaq made that himself, he said, I don't think I've even done enough.
Okay.
To even be here amongst, I mean, these legends.
We was arguing for Dwight Howard, so 100% you've done enough.
Dwight Howard at that point had already had a Hall of Fame career.
True.
This is like, Shaq probably would have still been on his rookie deal at this point. You know what I mean? And how great he was. You have to think Shaq made the NBA Finals in his third season.
Second, no?
He got drafted in 92.
Oh, yeah, no, third.
92. I think Penny got drafted in 93. By 95, mm-hmm. they was in the finals.
Mm.
So yeah, Shaq was really phenomenal. It's really, if the back end of his career would have ended a little bit more
positive.
And I think the thing that works against Shaq is like Kobe ended up with more rings than him.
Yeah. The guy that you kind of had beef with, let's be honest.
Yeah. Like,
and then for me, I think with Shaq, it's like, bro, you're forgetting. We always forget Shaq was under Celtics. After the Heat,
Cavaliers, he was playing.
Yeah, he's everywhere, bro. So it's like it just looked bad at the end of the career. So
yeah, like listen, when sometimes like it's just good to go out on like
a high.
Yeah,
and that's why like even I give respects to the Dirks. It wasn't a high, but it was a positive high. Like we know what you're doing, we know that it's fading away. But when
Tim Duncan
putting on weight, Duncan's different though. Yeah. Mr. Fundamental was crazy, but like when you're putting on weight. Getting a little bit sloppy, you can't be as dominant as you want. Like Shaq's career faded away, and that's why in the greatness conversations, it's a bit peak for you.
It's mad with Dirk because Dirk said like them last 2 years he played, he says he probably should have done it.
Yeah,
because now like
his stats are a bit down.
Yeah, his stats are, but like even like his body, like he was putting his body through like trauma,
not trauma, but hard times.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So like with LeBron and the Jordan debate, I've been LeBron for about 5 years. I ain't gonna lie to you. But LeBron's my goat.
I feel like right now, the debate is done now. So if you're team LeBron, that's you. If you're team, I don't know what can happen for the Michael guys to change their mind.
I don't think there's no way for you to. And again,
the Lakers have to go back to back. LeBron, they have to go back to back.
But you know what they're gonna say? Oh, but it's not the same. It's easier now. And I question where it's easier now, because the one thing that I hate in NBA debates, right, is hand checking. This myth of defense, right? Where a league where you're allowed to be more physical, one of the most athletically gifted players would be allowed to use his physical dominance more. Yeah, I get it. There was three possessions where he might get.
That's a great fucking point.
Bro, if you're going to allow LeBron to grab a player and move them.
Don't people say that LeBron's like, he's like reliant on his physicality to be like a good scorer.
So you're going
to
put him in a physical era.
Let him be more physical.
That's a DPOY easy.
All the guys. He's more physical than Clyde Drexler.
Yep.
He's more physical than Carmelo.
Yep.
He's more physical than Mike.
Yep.
He's more physical than Scotty.
Yep. you can maybe say Barkley would have been more physical to an extent, but it's more violent than physical. But realistically, what are you going to do to
what
stop
player
LeBron?
Back then was as athletically gifted as LeBron.
Zero.
Maybe Jordan, like if you talk about like maybe like speed verticality, but speed, size and strength combination.
So I'd say this is a 6'9 talking to a 6'6.
Exactly.
Or 6'10, LeBron's 6'10, something like that. Yeah. But to 200 but he was allowed to keep his body in
the
conditions.
LeBron was at the same height as Pippen, maybe like 20, 30 pounds heavier, faster, stronger. Like, and Pippen was one of the like premier athletes of like his era. Like, so, and obviously so was MJ, but.
It's crazy.
The best like stat physical comparison to LeBron in that era would have been Karl Malone. LeBron's like heavier than him, faster than him.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. And he's taking the perimeter at the very least. So.
You know what I mean? So if Karl Malone could dominate in that era, why the hell would LeBron?
I think the best person you could maybe try and defend him with would have been like Hakeem. And.
The best player would have probably been Pippen.
Yeah.
It probably would have been Pippen.
It would have been a good matchup. But yeah, no.
Maybe you could put Dennis Rodman on him and have Pippen like helping off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rodman getting cooked though. He's getting cooked.
I don't know.
You ain't gonna do no night in Vegas and go on LeBron.
I don't know if Rodman's got the foot speed to stay in front of LeBron.
So yeah, that's where it's a bit crazy. But the GOAT debate is the GOAT debate. It's gonna be an everlasting thing, I think. I don't think you can like spin it.
I'm fed up of it now. Like honestly, like
we've been podding on this pod for just over a year now, be a year and 2 months. We've never mentioned it.
Yeah,
listen. It's just because it was so hyped that we just kind of have to.
Yeah, this is the first time we've spoken about this. Like, this is such a tired debate now.
I'm so over it, but is all it is. But let's speak about some more current times then. And I think injuries are just creeping up in the league as bit by bit. We've seen Trae Young dislocate his finger. He's out for another week or and a half, I believe.
Russ fractured his hand.
Scottie Barnes broke his hand, going for a dunk, I believe.
Cat meniscus tear.
So yeah, but the cat meniscus tear, I think, is the worst one for me, because I think the Timberwolves had it this year. And it's not to say that you don't have it now, but where do you see your team going with this now injury?
Well, we've lost one of our two best offensive players, and he was already a bang average offense. So,
So is there a ceiling that you think you have now in this playoffs?
We're gonna have to double down on our, like, Kat is probably the weakest defender in our starting five, and he's up. Don't get me wrong, he's much improved from the days where he was a straight out liability. He's not a liability anymore.
Mm.
But of the starting five, he's the weakest defender.
Yeah,
it'd probably be him or Mike Conley, but Mike Conley, He has a simpler defensive role.
Did you say you lost one of your top two defenders?
Offensive players.
Oh, offensive. Defensive. Player, yeah. I would say Gobert and McDaniels.
Yeah, our top two defensive players is Gobert and Nickeil Alexander-Walker.
Jaden McDaniels?
Nickeil's been better than Jaden defensively this year. Nickeil's been insane.
Okay. He's been good. I just, I'm going to go with like Jaden from what I saw last year as well.
Team defensively has been mad. We know that. It's been the best defense in the NBA, but Nickeil.
Yeah. Fair.
They ain't fighting over screens like how Nickeil's fighting over screens.
Don't switch. I got you, bro.
Cats can't fight over screens like that. They don't have the work ethic to be fighting over screens like that anymore. Now, Nickeil's serious.
Is injury a problem that's going to be coming up in this season then?
I think when he first came into, I'm pretty sure his first two seasons, he played all 82 games. Maybe even his first three seasons.
Mm.
But since the COVID year, other than 2022, like this season, he's been healthy throughout the whole season. It's a bad injury.
Last year, he had a bad injury. He was out for
50 games.
There's nothing you could do about that. Like, and they didn't really, I think they couldn't discover what was wrong with him, realistically, at the beginning. So,
Yeah, I don't know. Like, and Kat's on a big contract. I don't know.
Like I've seen, the thing about injuries,
I'm starting to get a little bit worried about his, and he's a big man as well. Like, when big men start getting late, let me get the numbers up now.
It's like, I'll say it whilst you're getting numbers up.
82, okay. 80, all played all 82 games in his first three seasons.
Okay.
First, it's fourth season, he played 77.
Still good. Missed what, five games?
Yeah.
There's five games?
Yeah. Oh. Then it's 35.
Ooh.
50.
Ooh.
74, 2022 All-Star.
Good.
29.
Ooh.
60.
60 is good, but he's
gone down the back. He's been healthy all season. He's gone down the back end of the season, so I don't know, man. Like, with Kat, like, he's been great this season as well. Like, and it's not just that you're losing one of your best offensive players, you're losing so much spacing as well, because the guy that's coming in to replace him,
it's not going to be a three-point shooter.
It's Kyle Anderson. You have two non-shooters on the court now.
Mm.
And you have your best offensive players, and
he likes a mid-range.
He's a driver, he's a slasher.
So the spacing's great because you're giving me all that space. Yeah, but now
the spacing is already awkward with Rudy as well, but with Rudy and Kyle,
they adapted for Rudy, and I think that's what your team done very well. We had a lot of doubts about Rudy, but then now they've adapted to give him that space, and you still know how to run the set. There's quite a few pick and rolls that Ant will do with Rudy as well, where it's like you don't want either one of them to crash. So
because we've had Rudy, we kind of, like, 2 years ago when Rudy wasn't here, our identity was athleticism, energy.
Mm.
So you're talking about, we had D'Lo, Pat Bev, and Jared Vanderbilt, Kat. Athletic team. Our style of defense was get after it. You know what I mean? Heavy switch, heavy switch, heavy switch, get after it. Run guys off the 3-point line. It wasn't in terms of like the strong interior defense that we have now with the point of attack. So when Rudy come in, we basically changed our whole philosophy to maybe double down on the defensive identity that Rudy would provide. But now that Kat's gone, like, we might have to start, like, I don't know, like, obviously we played the Lakers last night, no Kat, no Rudy, Naz Reid was there. We pretty much had to have a new identity. We had to try win a shootout.
Yeah.
Because your two bigs aren't playing. We started Naz at the five and Jaden at the four against AD and Bron.
It's not really.
It's not really bigs, is it? Like, Naz Reid is a center, but he's like 6'9", 6'10" at the most.
It's not the same.
Yeah, Naz Reid, and he plays more like a perimeter player anyway. I don't know if you've ever seen him play, but like, he's super fast, good handle, slasher.
Quite athletic as well. Yeah, he'll get to the rim.
Very athletic, yeah. Mm. So But he's so not like, gonna, but him and Jaden aren't going to rebound.
So like, I'm going to use the NBA fantasy app, right? That I use for my toxic league. And I'm going to read through some of the injuries in the season so that we have currently right now, not even through the season, just right now in some of the better players. So after yesterday, Alperen and Sengun.
Stupid ass injury.
Let the guy do a layup. But anyway, Alperen and Sengun, Shaden Sharp, who was actually doing decent before he got injured. He'd been out for months.
Shaden,
Trae Young, right? And that's just the players in my team, bro. Hurt my feelings.
Remember when the Knicks was on like, kept winning games.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden,
out.
Julius Randle gone down.
Then you got
Ananobi's gone down.
Paul Zingas is out for this week.
Okay.
Steph Curry's out for this
week. Yeah.
LaMelo Ball out for the majority of the season.
I haven't seen LaMelo all season.
Then you've got Julius Randle out. Tyler Herro out. Donovan Mitchell out. Malcolm Brogdon out. But it's Brogdon. But he was there on the list. Desmond Bain out. Ja Morant out. RJ Barrett is on game time decision. They don't know just yet with him. You've got Evan Mobley injured. Emmanuel Quickly out. Then you've got Devin Booker injury. Chris Middleton injured again as well.
Devin Booker creeping into that
injury prone section?
Is it fair to say that?
100% fair. Joel Embiid out. Russell Westbrook out. Paul George, he's got a right knee soreness at the moment, so he might not play today.
He's been managing that for a few weeks as well.
Yeah, so he's been playing through it a little bit.
It's mad that all season a peculiar name has not been on that list,
which is
one Kawhi Leonard.
Make a rule. You make a rule.
It's mad, isn't it?
Although I think today he's game time decision.
Yeah, I feel sorry for Kat. I don't know, because Kat's got 60 games. He only needed five more games.
Mm-hmm.
So he might have got a third team this year or something. Like,
I think Larry Markkanen out. I think he might be out for the season as well. Scotty Barnes broke his hand out. And no one cares about Marvin Bagley III. Apologies. Jrue Holiday out for today at the very least. OG Anunoby injured again.
Yeah, do you know the thing that's been annoying about the injuries is teams that was like building up good, like the Knicks for example, like we said,
momentum.
They were in great form before they went down,
and it was scary good. And then
defensively, with OG and Julius Randle was having one of them, great like regular seasons he has,
and he was doing well as the second option.
Yeah, Jalen Brunson
took the helm and said like, but when you get your possessions, make do with it. Boom, out again.
Completely.
Same thing for the Cavaliers. Like Evan Mobley's a big miss, and like
Evan Mobley's missed time this year.
I love you.
Darius Garland's missed better time this year,
but he came back and he's all been injured again. So Garland's one was like a freak injury that just like it's calm. So but injury right now in the NBA is just killing it.
Yeah, it's kind of fucking up the product, isn't it?
I think we're going to do listeners' questions, but one thing to mention though, right? And I have to apologize because a few people have tweeted me and a lot of people have like shouted at me in person. Wemby, I'm sorry. I said shit. We're going to get that. And you really are maybe one of the biggest prodigies I've ever seen in my life.
The biggest thing about Wemby, is if he didn't exist, we'd be talking about Chet Holmgren. Like, what a fucking player this
100%.
Kid is. 100%. What a player this kid is. And he is that player. But
have you seen the level of improvement that Wemby's just done over the course of like 4 months?
With a ragtag group.
And I'm like, they look good. They look all right. I've been looking at Devin for so like, you know what, there might be a player there.
Hey, the Western Conference is hell, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're lucky, but they need to move my Timberwolves to the East where we belong.
Nah, you can't come rocking the East. You can't rock in the East.
Minnesota's not the West of anywhere.
Stay over there, man. You can't rock in the East.
The worst team in the Western Conference has Victor Wembanyama on that team.
Yeah.
It's hell in the West right now.
Hey, Cade Cunningham been killing it though.
Cade is cold.
Cade is actually cold. Is so cold. The same way Detroit Pistons, like, they're terrible, but Cade's got a little
They're not the worst team in the East anymore.
Who are?
The Washington Wizards. Damn sure are. Listen, Monty Williams finally realized you have Cade Cunningham and Jaden Ivey. Just fucking play them. Stop with all the fancy stuff. Just play your two young offensive guys and let everything else figure itself out.
Nah, the problem with that statement that you made, right, why it hit home.
The Wizards are worse than the Pistons.
It hit home a little bit, right? Because like last night before I cried myself to sleep, I watched my team lose to the Pistons.
That's a bad loss.
No, not to the Pistons, sorry, to the Wizards.
The Wizards, that's a bad
And I'm talking
loss.
You know what happened? You know, do you actually know what happened? So there's a minute and 48 seconds left. We're down by 12. With 30 seconds left.
Fake ass comeback.
We're down by 2. Yeah. Bad possession. Then they done an offensive foul. So turnover on Rosier. Ah, cool. Got it. Then cool. We're back on possession. You've got 12 seconds. You're down by 2. Jimmy Butler is your star player that's on the court, right? Just go for the midi. Go for a 2. We do a handoff, give it to Duncan Robinson. He shoots a terrible 3, bounces off. You get the offensive rebound out to Jimmy Butler, dead center. Brick.
Absolutely.
Big brick. Big brick.
Did you see that women's college basketball game with the South? Was it South Carolina? Oh, my days. But I think of South Carolina versus, it might have been versus Louisville.
No.
Or Louisiana or Sutton. But like, so South Carolina is like the number one seed in all of like women's college basketball. I think they was 31-0. They was down 2 with 1 second left. They have
Is it the timeouts thing that they were doing?
They have an inbounds play. They thrown it to the girl. I don't know her name, sorry. But apparently this is her fourth year in college. She's never hit a 3. So then it's like, the game's done now. She throws up a prayer, misses the rim by a mile, banks it in.
Cold. That's your highlight of your year. That's the highlight of your life.
It would be like 1 second left. You throw the ball to Rudy Gobert.
He just chucks it up.
You throw it up a prayer. and that's your season done.
Code.
Oh my God. Code.
You know what, bro? Sometimes it's meant for that moment. And that's your one moment there.
To my stomach.
As you took
I need to find it so you can see it.
Yeah, no, show me that.
But do you want to get into the listeners' questions?
Yes, because we got 3 listeners' questions and they were all quite good, actually, right?
Very so interesting questions.
Tap into this. Let me get them up. So, shout out to the listeners as well. We appreciate you guys.
The first one is from our resident favorite hater, La Castina.
Ah.
And to the surprise of absolutely no one, he's back hating again.
And what's he saying?
So his question is, out of the current starters and bench players, talking starting players and bench players.
Like the 5 bench players that actually
that always play. Yeah, In the league, what would be the worst 1v1 to watch?
Jesus, the worst 1v1 to watch. Who are bagless? Who's got 0 bag? Draymond Green versus... in the league is broad. Draymond Green versus Isaiah Stewart. I'm not watching that for the life of me.
I'm not looking into that.
I'm not looking into that.
Do you know
for
what
the
I'd love to see? I'd love to see Jordan Poole versus Jordan Clarkson.
Mulatto ball at his finest. And I can't lie, the first 7 shots are all going to be fadeaways and misses.
We'll see. They'll be trying to out Kobe each other.
And I ain't going to lie to you, Jordan Poole will cook him. Jordan Poole,
I feel like Jordan Clarkson will defend better than he will, you know.
He will probably defend, but I think Jordan Poole's got more of the impossible bag. Like, that shouldn't be going in. Jordan, he's got that 1v1 bag. Like,
that year Lakers won the chip, he was making
stupid
shots. Yeah, he was making
And I'm talking like he's bouncing it, looking the other way. Like, I think Jordan Poole's winning that, but for something that nobody wants to watch, let's do star
Rudy
plays.
Rudy Gobert versus Bam Adebayo.
Nah, Bam's winning that. Bam's winning that. Off the perimeter, Gobert's not going to catch him.
He's got no bag, but...
He's got no bag, but...
Bam's bag is kind of nasty as well,
He's got like a 15 meter... Like, he'll get a couple middies in.
Someone, I see the tweet, someone's like, Bam Adebayo plays like if Draymond Green tried to play like Carmelo.
I can't laugh at that. Alright, wait, how about
Rudy versus like Nurkic or something like that?
That'd be disgusting.
Yeah.
You know what? You know who I don't want to see 1-on-1? Jokic.
Yeah, come on.
Jokic. I'm not trying to see
I don't
Jokic.
Know. What I'm looking through defenders in the history of the league and I'm thinking who the hell would be a good matchup for Jokic?
Nah.
David Robinson.
Yeah.
Hakeem.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I'm not trying to see them in 1-on-1. There's a lot of disgusting 1v1. The question should have been who do you want to see in a 1-on-1? In a 1v1, sorry.
What's my man from the Pistons again? Afro, Malice in the Palace, Ben.
Oh, snap. Headband.
Why is his name gone out of my mind, bro?
I was going to say Ben Harris. It's not that.
You know what I'm talking about, though.
Ben Wallace.
That's it.
Apologies.
Yeah.
Ben Harris. I was thinking Tobias Harris and Ben Wallace together.
Yeah.
Cool. What's the next question?
So the next one is an interesting one.
Go on.
Top 5 best combos if you combine the franchise current best player and their all-time best player. So let's start with our franchises. Ooh. Anthony Edwards and KG versus,
I'm going to have to take Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler and LeBron. Jimmy Butler, D Wade.
Yeah. Jimmy Butler, LeBron, it will make more sense just for size, isn't it? If you want to like play that.
That's all right.
Yeah, because I wish I could have said, like, if I could say, like, LeBron and Alonzo Mourning, like, give me a center in there for
all right. I got a better way to do this. Let's look at the top three seeds in both conferences.
Okay.
And do them. So, Boston, Jason Tatum, Larry Bird, Cole.
That stinks.
Oh, you're here.
That stinks. Why not Bill Russell?
I don't want to put Bismack Biyombo. No disrespect.
That's pure disrespect. Pure disrespect. What are you doing?
With all due respect to William, let's be realistic now.
Tell me Larry Bird's bag.
Larry Bird was capable of anything.
Tell me Larry Bird's bag.
He was the best shooter of his era.
I'll take KG.
Over Larry Bird?
I'll take KG. For a 2v2 matchup.
KG is my goal. No, can't tell me KG is a better offensive player.
No, but I'm saying
Larry
for
Bird.
A 2v2 matchup.
KG's got an advantage because he's the best. He's going to be the best defender there.
So for a 2v2 matchup, what's the best matchup? You know what I'm saying? I'm not going for the best player.
KG and Anthony Edwards versus Tatum and Bird. Who'd you have?
KG and Anthony Edwards.
Because of defense.
And offense. Tatum's missing some of them buckets. Tatum's trying to get in his Kobe bag for no reason. Anthony Edwards is much more
Anthony
efficient.
Anthony Edwards is about to do that as well.
No, but Anthony Edwards is like, I can get this bucket, yeah. And he'll get that bucket.
He can get to the rim better. Yeah. Than
I think in
the
1v.
And I don't know who out of them two is going to guard Ant.
You know what I'm saying?
It can't be Larry Bird.
So it's like, bro. Yeah.
All right, Milwaukee, easy one. Giannis and Kareem.
Yeah.
That's a good one, though.
That's disgusting, though.
Yeah, that's crazy. Cleveland, Donovan Mitchell and LeBron.
Ooh. Yeah.
Cold. OKC. Shea and...
Are we counting the Supersonics?
Even if it's Supersonics, it's going to be KD.
Shea and KD. Yeah.
Denver. Shea and KD might be the best one so far, you know.
Denver will be Jokic and Carmelo.
Or maybe David Thompson. Nah, Carmelo. Yeah, Carmelo.
Definitely.
And we've already done the Clippers. It might be Kawhi and PG, bro. Or Kawhi and Chris Paul.
Yeah.
That's not bad, you know.
I was going to say, can you try sneaking like a Blake or something, but it would be Chris Paul.
I don't think Blake is better than Kawhi or
Chris Paul. No, it would be Kawhi and Blake.
Anyone else you want to do? Chicago.
What about Knicks?
Jalen Brunson and Patrick Ewing.
Could you get Melo in there?
Over Ewing?
No, I'm just asking. Okay. Let's ask some stinky ones. Charlotte Hornets.
Alonzo Mourning and LaMelo. That's not half bad.
Oh, that's not too bad. That's actually bucket.
Yeah, that's all right.
Who would Toronto get? You're going to do what? Vince Carter and Scottie Barnes?
That is ass.
Terrible.
Kawhi and Scottie Barnes.
That's better. that's better. You
can work with that.
Yeah, that's better. Sacramento Kings.
Chris Webber.
Yep.
And De'Aaron Fox. That's not bad either, you know.
That's decent.
Healthy Chris Webber.
That's decent.
He was nasty, yeah.
I want to see you're going to throw this, right? Golden State Warriors. We know Steph's going to be the current one.
Stephen Wilt, no?
Fuck.
that might be the best one. That's the best one.
No, wait. I can't legitimize Wilt yet. I ain't seen a 100-point game.
Until the video.
Until this tape, I'm not doing it, bro. Utah?
I mean, it's Markkanen and Karl Malone, which is a bit redundant.
Could you do Markkanen and Stockton?
That would be better fit.
Yeah.
But it would be worse.
Still not,
like, it would be
it's
worse
not better,
than,
but
be
yeah.
Worse than Stockton and Malone.
Yeah. Cool. Portland? Is Dame going to be the...
Is out of Dame or Clyde Drexler? So who do you have all time over Dame or Clyde Drexler?
All time you have to go for Clyde.
Yeah, Clyde got them to two finals.
Yeah,
like,
so it's Clyde.
More than Dame ever did.
What Anthony Simons from? Oh, Jeremy Grant.
Portland really smell. Oh my god. Shaden Sharp and Clyde Drexler. Like, I don't know, man.
Might have to take Scoot Henderson or something like that.
This stinks. Terrible, oh my bro. Goodness.
What are you going to say? DeAndre Ayton?
Mate, it stinks. No matter what the combination is, the smelling.
That's terrible. Who are we pairing Gilbert Arenas with for Washington?
John Wall.
Gilbert Arenas.
Yeah, John Wall's better than Gilbert Arenas.
Yeah, nah, it's
Come on.
Cool. And who? What? Kuzma.
But I'm sure the Wizards, like before they was the Wizards, they had some serious players like Artis Gilmore and like
Richardson as well.
I'm sure they won a couple of champions. I don't know if they retain the same history, but I'm sure like Artis Gilmore and them man.
What, when they were Bullets?
For the Bullets, yeah.
Oh yeah, you can take, if you want to take it from the history, you can do that. Fair. But I can't legitimize the game, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So cool, who'd be the current player? What, Kuzma?
I guess so, yeah.
Damn.
Stinks.
Damn. I think
Pacers. Halliburton and Reggie Miller or Paul George?
Nah, it's Reggie Miller. Reggie Miller's their GOAT.
Cool.
Like, Paul George or respect.
Halliburton,
like,
and Reggie Miller. That's offensively, at least.
I can't lie to you. There's no defense whatsoever.
That's mad, though.
Mm, Chicago Bulls. DeRozan and Michael Jordan, the same player.
Is DeRozan their best player?
Right now.
Kobe White?
Nah, it's most improved. But
DeRozan, there's no point having DeRozan and Michael Jordan on the same team.
They're the same player.
Exactly.
It's gonna be all mid range.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Nets. Oh, the Nets will be, so Jason Kidd.
Might have to be KD, you know.
All time.
He's the best player to play, but Jason Kidd is probably the Nets GOAT.
Mm.
Jason Kidd and Mikal Bridges.
Stinks.
Stinky.
That's disgusting.
Smelly.
Right, let me at least get Claxton. I'll take Claxton for the pair
of these teams, bro. Look at these. I thought the Timberwolves history was stinky, but if we didn't, like, we could have Kat, we could have Kevin Love.
Yep.
Yeah, bro.
But you know, you got deep here. Like, we could get Tim Duncan and Wemby. Play Wemby as the guard.
That's bonkers.
That's cold.
That's bonkers. That's Tim so Duncan cold. And Wemby defensively is a stupid. Nightmarish.
That's so stupid. Boy. But fair. All right, here's the last one though. Los Angeles Lakers.
LeBron and... Okay, so listen. It's three options.
Mm.
It's three options. It's Magic Johnson. Okay, it's four options. It's Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Shaquille O'Neal, Kobe. First of all, Magic and LeBron is a bit redundant. No point.
Yep.
It's like DeRozan and MJ. They basically, they serve the same purpose.
Although, it's a great purpose. Imagine LeBron on a cut.
But that's what LeBron wants to be doing. He wants to be the one that's distributing the rock.
Yeah, but you can throw the lob. It's actually a scary matchup if you think about
LeBron
it.
And Magic.
Yeah.
In transition on fast break. It'll be way better. It'll be way better than him and James Worthy, basically.
100%. Yeah. Yep.
Then you could have LeBron and Kareem though. Or LeBron and Shaq. LeBron and Shaq is on.
Let me get LeBron and Shaq.
LeBron and Shaq.
Let me get LeBron and Shaq.
Let me get LeBron and Shaq. LeBron and Shaq is different.
That's probably the best. That's one of the best that you said.
Yeah, nah. LeBron and Shaq is different.
Mm. Yeah,
that's probably the best one.
Yeah. That's
LeBron and Shaq versus Steph. Nah, LeBron and Shaq could probably cook.
They're cooking stuff for me.
Yeah,
Pete. That's game over.
Steph can't got no one, yeah. So
it's gonna be back down to the post. Nah, I hear it. Fair.
That was not a bad exercise.
Very good question. Very good question.
That was not a bad exercise.
I have to make an exercise.
We did Miami?
We done Miami.
Who Jimmy Butler and LeBron?
Yeah. Well, not necessarily do. I'm not going to do Jimmy Butler and D-Wade. It's like the same thing again, isn't it? So, yeah.
All right. And our final question. Inspired by Jamal Murray, who are the top five most ridiculous shot makers in the game right now? And he says, and top five all time.
Okay. Top five in NBA right now.
Okay, Jamal Murray. I can't be able to do the order. That's too much thinking.
Yeah, no. So Jamal Murray's in the...
Kyrie.
Yes, I don't know why you make it. Luka, Jokic.
Booker?
Nah, I don't think he's got many. How are you making those? Might be Wemby, you know. Some of the shit that guy's made. As in a layup from the free throw line.
Brunson.
Jalen Brunson would be a good shout. I'm trying to think about the moments of... You know what, yeah? If we're saying like who's currently playing, I could still say LeBron.
Jamal Murray makes some shots where I'm like, yeah, that was some bullshit.
Absolute nonsense.
Yeah.
It's absolute nonsense.
And so does Jokic.
Yeah. Bro, Jokic is 23 seconds of good defense.
So four of our top five play for the same team?
Yes.
the Nuggets and the Mavs?
Yeah.
Who's the last one? I wouldn't say KD's a ridiculous shot maker. I feel like all the shots KD makes
efficient.
Like,
it's efficient bucket.
You can't stop those shots.
Same thing as Booker. I don't think he takes like a risky shot. I don't think Mitchell does. I don't think Tatum does. Like, you got to think about, you know, like, Tyrese Maxey might make that, you know. He makes some crazy shots sometimes.
I think guys that make like the degree of difficulty of their shots in terms of what they make. Anthony Edwards could be up there, you know.
He could.
Some of them mid-range bank
highly
shots
contested
making,
as
yeah,
well.
Like, off the dribble.
Shea might
Steph,
be in there.
Steph.
Oh, shit. Steph. Yeah, bro. Yeah, no, Steph. Fair.
All time. Kobe.
Yeah. Jamal Crawford.
Is he good?
He's got the most 4-point plays in history, and some of them shots are stupid, bro.
All right. Like, that's
just stupid.
Allen Iverson.
Yeah. I'm going to throw one in there.
Tracy McGrady.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I might have to take my guy out. Yeah, Tracy McGrady.
Who's your guy?
I was going to say LeBron, but only because some of the shots I've seen him make, like the Toronto Raptors, you're fading away from the bucket floater. Some of that shit is just stupid. And I don't get how you make those things. And it's in a lot of like crunch time.
Sorry, I might have to put Kyrie in my top five all time as well.
Yeah, it makes sense. It actually makes sense. Yeah. Left hand, right hand, the finish at the rim is stupid. But yeah, I think it wasn't too hard, but it's actually a good question though.
I would like to have a bit more time to think.
But yeah, if I'd like deep down into my bag, but off the top of the head.
That's those names is what I pulled from my heart.
Jamal Crawford was a definite for me. Yeah. There's some things that you just done that makes no sense. That's fair.
All right.
But yeah, calm.
Well, again, guys, thank you for listening. I've been your humble and gracious host today, Remo. Thank you again to my co-host, Shaq, executive producer. Again, just to plug the socials, keep supporting us. You know, we just want to keep putting out good content for you guys. Courtside Fracas on Twitter. Courtside Fracas on Instagram and Courtside _ Fracas on the TikTok again. And yeah, once more, thank you for listening. Peace and love.
Love. Sports Social Podcast Network.